Any questions at all for my guest, Soulaf Alzobi, who is the CEO of InJazz UAE. Soulaf, welcome to you once again. We're finding out just a little update, really, about InJazz and how the work's been going. And I think it's just such a fantastic initiative. It really is. But I'm wondering, is it just for Arabic speakers and UAE nationals, or are you sort of widening that?
No, it's actually it's open to all nationalities. Mm. The recipients, however, we tend to go to Arabic-speaking underserved schools.
Oh, I see.
And these are public schools or private schools that don't have such opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We go where the need is at. However, there's no criteria. The more volunteers we get, the more we can expand. There's no restriction as to what kind of schools we cover.
Okay.
But initially when we piloted, we were short of volunteers, and now we're expanding. So we welcome any nationality, and the programs are translated and localized.
And what's the criteria for a volunteer?
A volunteer, well, you have to be, you have to believe in what you're doing, and you have to enjoy it, and you have to have the willingness to come and share it. And that takes a commitment of time.
So how much time? I mean, what is the commitment in that sense?
Well, we have programs that are one day, the entrepreneurship workshops. These are like from 8 to 2:30. And we also have extended sessions that can be 1 hour a week for 6 weeks. This is for the success skills program or the company program, which is the longest, because you start a company with the students,
right?
And that's 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it does take a commitment of time, but what you'll find is the longer the course, the higher the impact, and the mentorship relationship with your students becomes more mature towards the end, and they become their connection to the future. So if you have a volunteer from a specific company, then you have a door in through that company. So we've seen students go on internships after their mentoring experiences.
Wow.
For the longer sessions.
Okay.
It's easier because they're familiar with the company, the culture, and they just are curious to see what it's like to work there.
Yeah, right.
So depending on the volunteer's availability, so we have one day mentoring sessions or extended sessions.
Mm. And we must also talk about this competition, because
yes.
there were some really great ideas about it. Is this an annual competition that you hold?
Yes,
yeah.
And this is the first year that has competing teams for Best Company of the Year from the high school level and competing teams for the university level.
All right.
The university competition will be on September 10th. Because the older the students, the more mature the ideas, and they need more time to go through the entrepreneurial cycle of the startup. We had the June competition for the high school, and to tell you the truth, it's my absolute favorite moment every year, because you get to see the students' real blue sky thinking, no limitations, come and compete, and standing on stage pitching their business ideas. And I just love that. I love listening to them and their creativity. For example, we've had the most innovative product went to a company called TikTok. The mentor was from Abraj Capital. And hello, Imtiaz. He's our...
I think he came on the show, actually.
Yes.
Was that him? Yeah,
yes.
I think maybe a while
back.
Well,
we have repeat volunteers, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And the repeat volunteers go on to do the company program. And TikTok is a time management it's a clock. It looks like a clock, but it's really a task management, time management. So if you need to do if you have a dentist appointment at 5 p.m., it'll have a tooth at 5 p.m. So it's a creative way for children,
right,
to manage their time.
Oh, right.
And they were marketing it towards their peers at school.
Okay.
So that was the most innovative product. The Company of the Year award went to a company called The Science Whiz. And it was from a public school, girls here in Al Barsha, a Salam public school for girls.
Oh, wow.
And this school produces the winners every year. So
really?
Fantastic.
Gosh, what are they doing there?
And it is it's your average public school, and the students are really engaged and very creative. And the Science Whiz, they actually created a service to go to birthday parties and demonstrate scientific experiments to children.
Brilliant.
So, and you were talking about young Emirati ladies going to homes to parties, organizing science whiz experiments for money. So they were teaching
That's
children
such a
about
good
science.
Idea.
I know, but they wonder.
It's better than a clown. Well,
it's
well,
better
for some.
Than it, to me. Yeah. I don't like clowns.
I know. I think a lot
but
of people
it's
do.
Much better than a clown. So they won the company of the year. We also have, we've seen an increase in social entrepreneurship, even amongst our teenage
really?
Startups.
Wow.
So we had Wear It from Omar bin Khattab Public School.
Yeah.
They won the idea with that had the most social impact because part of the proceeds went to charity.
Uh-huh.
And we also had a team from Al Ain for the first time this year, and they won the best effort because they had the most effort, but their company didn't operate very well, which is, sounds like a lot of...
But the spirit was there, the passion
the
was there, wasn't
was
it?
There. Yeah. And it sounds like a lot of entrepreneurs. You have the right mindset, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Well, as many fail, don't they? And in the in the failing, they gain experience. But Sulaf, I mean, what happens to these ideas? Do you think any of them will actually come to fruition and will actually become companies? Or
actually, for the university level competition, we have our partner, the Khalifa Fund for Enterprise Development. They've been a main partner with InJazz for 2 years now. And the reason why they're investing in InJazz because they want to be able to incubate good ideas. But because the university levels are more mature ideas, we're hoping to bridge them to the Khalifa Fund.
Mm-hmm.
But we know for sure that they'll be more ready for incubation and mentorship at a more serious level.
Mm.
So yes, we want to see ideas come to fruition.
As always, Sulaf, we run out of time.
I
love talking to you. I find it so inspiring.
Thank you.
And I love what you're doing. It's just so needed and it's just incredibly hard work and it's all paying off, isn't it? I think with all these fantastic things that are happening.
And thanks to the volunteers.
Exactly.
Really, they do a lot of the work and to the team. Now we have a team based out of Knowledge Village.
Well, can I give out some details for our listeners if they'd like to find out more about you? Perhaps they'd like to volunteer themselves and obviously find out a lot more about your programs. What's the best way to get hold of you?
Well, our website, www.injazuae.org, that's one word, or you can email info@injazuae.org. That's
right.
All one word.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing more, especially about the competition in September.
Yes,
that would be wonderful.
That's the more serious one. Mm. And hopefully we'll meet again. I'll
I do
tell
hope
you all
so.
About it.
Love to. Thank you so much, as always. Sulaf Alzobi, who is the CEO of InJazz UAE. www.injazuae.org is the website to find out more. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, more to come on the programme. We're going to go to the news headlines. And when we come back, we'll be finding out about another award scheme, which is really fantastic. And it is, in fact, more so focused on the environment, and it's the Ford Motor Company Conservation and Environmental Grants. We'll speak to some of the winners and also a shout out for next year's as well. So if you have a company or a non-profit group that is donating time and effort to preserve the environment, this could be something that is for you.